Mediators from the United States, Russia, and the European Union ended 4 months of talks last week on the final status of Kosovo, saying Belgrade and Pristina were nowhere near a compromise. The so-called troika of mediators will present their conclusions in a report to the United Nations Monday. Meanwhile, Kosovo's president said last week the province would declare independence shortly. He did not, however, name a date. Although it is formally a part of Serbia, Kosovo has been administered by the United Nations since 1999, when NATO forces drove out Serbian troops that killed an estimated 10,000 ethnic Albanians during a two-year war. Serbian leaders say they want to continue talks until the two sides reach a mutually acceptable solution. They have offered Kosovo autonomy, but oppose outright independence. Charles Kupchin is the senior fellow for European Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says he believes that any more discussion on the issue will prove futile.
The distance between Belgrade and Pristina is huge. It hasn't closed since the very beginning, and there's no prospect of a compromise from either side. In that sense, I fear that we are looking at a situation in which there will be a major rift between Moscow and Washington, Moscow and the EU.
Russia, a Serb ally, insists the issue should be decided by the UN Security Council. In July, Moscow threatened to use its veto power and blocked a Western-backed plan for EU-supervised independence for Kosovo. Kupchin says Kosovo's independence, which would be monitored by the international community, appears inevitable. But he says Western countries must be prepared for the fallout.
No question that this will be a troubling moment in the sense that there will be ethnic partition. It will take place without the approval of the UN Security Council.
Kupchin says the international community should be ready to act decisively, including putting more riot police on the ground and allowing flexibility among the NATO troops already there.
By kicking the can down the road, I think you risk an outbreak of spontaneous violence in a way that you don't if you kind of amputate Kosovo, deal with the immediate implications. Most people expect to be moderate levels of violence rather than another huge conflagration.
For its part, Belgrade says it is prepared to sever diplomatic ties with nations that breach its territorial integrity. On Tuesday, NATO Chief General John Craddock said his forces are prepared to respond to violence in the coming weeks. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News.